hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Cube.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we go into the second hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. For us as people that train to shoot, there is an inherent danger, if you're training around other people, that there is going to possibly be an accident. That accident can be as simple as you twisting an ankle, or you can actually take a round or something akin to that. I've seen a guy shoot at a target in a video where the ricochet took his hat off and split his hairline. And he was not shooting at a close target, but he was shooting a big, heavy round at a high velocity. So going to the range without some form of first aid is not the smartest thing you can do. For most people, Dark Angel is a sponsor of mine. You can see their poster right dead behind me. Kerry Davis is the creative mind behind that, and what he put together was a stroke of genius, a very small kit that does everything you need for it to do and has nothing that you don't need. But like everything, somebody's always looking to build a better mousetrap. Now, what they in combat, which we have seen a lot of gear evolve because of combat, one of the problems that they face in combat is somebody bleeding out. There are a lot of things they will try to pack a wound with. I mean, field expedient things such as feminine hygiene products, quick clot, pressure bandages, clamps, all this other stuff. And they work, but still you've got to stop the blood flow. And, you know, with an arterial bleed, in some cases you are looking at a matter of minutes to make the right decision. And somebody has come out with something new that is going to probably revolutionize the market as far as first aid when it comes to a gunshot wound. The product is called an X-Stat, or the X-Stat. What this is an oversized syringe that is going to pack a wound with small expanding sponges. These sponges, which are standard medical sponges that have been compressed and coated with a hemostatic agent called either chitosan or chitosan, take just 15 seconds to expand once they're in the wound. They will help with clotting and slowing blood flow while providing enough pressure that no manual pressure is needed. Each sponge is also marked so that it can be seen by an X-ray and removed from the body through RevMedics, though MevRedics is also hoping to create a biodegradable version as well. So what this will essentially will do is you would insert this as deeply into the wound as you can. And really, truly, when somebody's life's in the balance, you're going to have to ignore things like the pain you're going to cause trying to save their life, because you're trying to save their life. Pain is temporary. And you're going to invade the wound from the inside and pack it and crowd out the blood flow. You're going to essentially make it to where it is so crowded within the wound that there is no room for blood flow. Immediate treatment that is available to somebody on the battlefield, on the site. Hey, I believe that you should carry some sort of a trauma kit with you when you go out about and about during your day. Because if you have to use your weapon in self-defense and you don't get shot, what are the odds somebody around you might get shot in a self-defense situation? So carrying these kind of tools around with you daily, when you're going to the grocery store, when you're going to the convenience store, when you're taking a trip, I think that is a prudent thing to do. And immediate treatment that you can provide somebody is the best indicator of their survivability. If you can stop the blood flow and keep the airway clear, you are increasing somebody's chances of surviving. The sooner you start plugging holes, the better your chances of living are. Before, you know, like with a cat tourniquet, which a cat tourniquet is a great piece of kit. It really is. But there is a little bit of, you got to get it around the limb, you know, and you got to get it tight, and then you got to find something to tighten it up with, and, you know, all these other things. This is going to be pull it out, stick it in, and push. This simplifies the whole process. And it's a simple process to get this packing material where it needs to be quickly. And you'll be able to find it and remove it later. If you go take a look for the thing and it's spelled XSTAT or X-Ray Sierra Tango Alpha Tango, if you go and look at that and take a good look at it and just look at the plunger and to put that in relation to your thumb, what you're going to figure out is this is going to it's going to be both uncomfortable for the patient and for you as the medic. It's right now in the middle of testing. But I think this is going to work. But like I said, when it comes to saving somebody's life, you're going to have to be willing. You're going to ask yourself a question. Do I want to hear them scream like a banshee? Or am I going to do what it's going to take to save their life to where they can scream like a banshee in a month? Let's go to the phones real quick. John in Austin, yes, sir.
Well, good morning, Bill. Good call. I'm actually working on my medical kits when you started this discussion.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, there's a whole plethora of items and kits available for people. They make a little trauma kit that comes in a sealed bag that would fit into a pouch that you can have on a gun belt or a poly rig that is based for gunshot trauma. And, you know, has the compression band with spots and everything like that. But one of the things they found in Afghanistan saves lives.
You're sort of breaking up on me there, John. I'm missing a good portion of what you're saying. I'm coming up on a break. Well, why don't you hang up and call me back after the break, because I'm going to have to cut you, shorten you anyway in about 30 seconds. So okay. Give me a call back. Give me a call back after the break and tell me what you're about to tell me. Trauma kit is the same as your gun, your spare magazines, carrying gloves to the range. But it's also the same thing as your wallet. It should be part of your everyday carry, your mobile phone, your keys. They make them. Dark Angel makes them about yay big. Which I know that in radio land you can't see it. On the video you can see it. It's about the size of, say, a big a big cup coaster, except it's square. Pressure-packed. You can keep it in a pocket. You can put it in your briefcase. You can put it in your purse. Think about that when you go about your daily lives. And this Xtat thing, and I believe it is temperature stable because it's dry. Being asked if it's temp stable in the chat room. But this Xtat thing, if the testing proves out, this will be something I add manually to my direct action response kits that I carry on a daily basis. Anyway, let me retire for just a moment. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. John is called back in. Yes, sir.
Okay, how's this, Bill? Do you got me?
I got you. 5x5.
All right, here we go. You know, they make these kits, and I carry a kit in the car. I carry a kit, a field kit, and then a kit when I go to the range. I have three separate kits, you know, because they're different circumstances. And it's not just like, obviously, because of the nature of your show, you're concerned about, you know, gunshot trauma, and which, you know, but one of the things that they have found in Afghanistan that has truly helped is the tourniquet, and they've been training, the British have been training all their troops in the use of these tourniquets and issuing them. And what they've gone down to now, you've heard of the golden hour.
Yes, sir.
Right? Where, you know, getting someone to advanced medical care in that first 60 minutes can make all the difference in the world. What they're calling now is the platinum 10 minutes. And it's the decisions made by the first responder on site and how he treats those wounds and the individual that is making the difference. And down here in Texas and working in search and rescue like I did, and I worked as a bit of our team medic, the things I was concerned with obviously was cardiac, heat, and then sprains, strains, and the occasional broken bone. And so I geared my kit for that. But I also had a trauma kit in there for puncture wounds, which would be able to cross over for a bullet wound. Now, I know you have your suppliers of equipment and gear. Another good supplier is Galls, G-A-L-L-S, and you can buy basically basic EMT bags for less than $100, and or just buy the contents and use your own bag. Plus a lot of community for training, a lot of community colleges, you can go and start getting your basic EMT training. And, of course, I recommend everybody get a CPR certificate.
Tactical Response Gear, James Jager's company. He sells what I think is the most reasonably priced trauma kit out there. It's it's $36, and it has everything but the shears and the cat tourniquet, and it has everything else you could possibly want in it. And it comes vacuum sealed, no pouch, so you can get it and put it in whatever you want to carry it in. The thing I like about the vacuum sealed kits is if you want to take it out of the pouch, and you're somebody like me that wears a lot of cargo pocket pants, it can disappear in a cargo pocket that way. And then you have your trauma kit there. The thing I don't like about them is that you just about have to buy two or three of them and have one that you can actually get the stuff out and take a look at it and try to figure out how to operate it. And people like Kerry Davis at Dark Angel, he's been going around and giving very, very high-speed combat medic classes, and you know what? Most people aren't going to need combat medic skill. But if you are somewhere and somebody, well, you know, I'm sure in Kenya when the Westgate Mall was shot up, there were some people probably there that could have been saved if somebody had gotten to them in that platinum 10 minutes and then it followed with that golden hour.
So, right. No, that's exactly right. And having the stuff available, which is the idea of having a kit that's compressed down is easy to carry because, you know, you're not going to walk around with a medical kit strapped on you. I mean, my field kit is a small backpack. You know, I'm not going to go trooping around hell with that.
You carry actually a proper aid bag then?
Yes.
Are you carrying some bags of ringers as well?
I do, yes, and the only thing I don't do is I don't do airway. Okay, I'm not really trained for that. I can do an IV, I can suture, I was a basic EMT back in the day, back when we threw leeches on people, but, I had a full EMT course, and then through my work and everything, I've had additional medical training. And something I've always been interested in. A good way to get some good training, and sometimes you can even pick it up for free, is with search and rescue teams. And by volunteering on a search and rescue team, the courses that we offered had a very, it was a 6-month course. You went once or twice a week and in the evenings, and covered a whole lot of different subjects, and medical being one of them. And like I said, community colleges offer training for basic EMT.
Well, one of the things that that kind of thing is becoming a little more prevalent. It used to be that if you wanted to get that kind of training, that you either had to be training to go into a job as an EMT, or you had to join the Army and want to be a medic, or go to combat medic school or something within the Army. And now, especially in the tactical world with people like Kerry Davis, and I see it with some of these tech colleges too, that kind of thing is being offered. And I don't know how much it costs. I've taken one of them before. I want to take Kerry Davis's class just as a refresher, because I don't know how to use the airway stuff. I don't know how to use the chest decompression needle. I'm not afraid to use it, but I am afraid to use it when I don't know what I'm doing with it.
Well, see, you run into a legal problem there, because, like, here you have the Good Samaritan law, and as long as you don't go past your skill level, you're pretty safe under the Good Samaritan law.
Yeah, but at the same time, John, now we're about to come on the break, but at the same time, in the same fashion that I will overzealously pursue my self-defense training, if somebody is laying there and I know they're innocent or they're one of mine, I'm going to do everything I can.
No, I understand.
Platinum 10 minutes. And if I've got something in the kit, I want to know how to use it. So I'm going to seek that kind of stuff out. But I understand exactly what you're saying. I'm just not going to be afraid to give it a try, because to not try means you just watch it happen, and I'm just not willing to do that.
Well, just remember, do no harm.
Right. Exactly. Very good. Thanks for taking the time to call back and getting on a better line. That was a good conversation. When we come back in New York, once again, the gun industry steps up. They have complied with the New York Safe Act, and they've got a new design, which isn't that new. I mean, I just haven't had a chance to get to it. But they have newly designed AR-15s that are about to hit the market in gun shops across New York that the state police are saying are going to be Safe Act compliant. They don't look like your normal everyday AR-15. They're just as lethal as the old design with all the cosmetic evil features. But they're compliant. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
My friend, you're a lowrider. The lowrider is a little higher.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
and industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cue.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Tuesday in which the snow is falling in my locale. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about this AR-15 that is coming out in New York, it's quite the odd beast. Now, what they've done is they've taken the pistol grip and they have re-angled it to where it is at exactly the same angle as a regular buttstock you would find on a regular rifle. It's in that configuration. Then it has, coming off the back of it, another tube that curls towards the rear where you have your shoulder press, an exposed buffer tube, which that's the thing about the AR-15, without a buttstock on it, but it's non-telescopic, but without a buttstock on it, that buffer tube just makes it just the ugliest thing. No flash hider or suppressor or anything else. Has the forward assist as I can see it, if I'm looking right. Has the brass deflector. Can't tell looking at the picture whether or not it has a dust cover or not. All of those things notwithstanding, when it goes bang and the 5.56 round comes out of the end of the barrel, it is as lethal as the other conventional designs of the AR-15. Don't know. In the chat room, they're saying, I wonder how soon the inventor of this will have his taxes audited. I don't know if this was done in the state of New York. But The SAFE Act, what it does, it bans all kinds of semi-automatic rifles that have been labeled under, with the term assault, even though they're very common. Features like the adjustable stocks, which are not present on this rifle, pistol grips, not present on this rifle, flash suppressors, not present, they have all been deemed to be unlawful on these rifles, mainly because it makes them look mean, which I don't think it makes it look any more dangerous than this other weapon does, because one common characteristic of guns is they all have barrels, and that's the dangerous part of it. Stock is a fixed stock. And this gives New Yorkers a legal way to own an AR-15. And in New York right now, there are some SAFE Act proponents out there. This is the gun industry complying with the law. Now, they will call this a loophole or a workaround. Well, yeah, you're the ones that are setting all this arbitrary criteria in place. If you say we can't have this, okay, we'll figure out how to get along without it. This is what I love about the American gun industry. They'll find a way. Their ingenuity. First of all, they will. New Yorkers now have a gun they can buy. And at the same time, it's going to drive the anti-gunners straight up the wall. And the reason I like this is because instead of going after criminals and the ones actually perpetrating a gun crime in New York, Cuomo and his General Assembly, but primarily Cuomo, decided to go after the law-abiding gun owner. He pushed this through in a state of emergency or some sort of temporary, because it was he had to take the so-called assault rifles off the streets. And, you know, they're used in a whole 1% of all crimes, so I could see his need of urgency. And that's nationwide. According to the Times Union, James Tresman, a lawyer who represents H&H Firearms, which is a Lackawanna gun shop that's seeking to sell such a rifle, he pointed out that it's basically an AR-15 without the features. Justin Reichert, who operates H&H, said that people are chomping at the bit for the modified rifle. It is essentially the same gun. One of the guests in the chat room is saying this. They will come after it, no doubt about it. Because it's still a gun. But it's in compliance with the arbitrary criteria imposed by the New York SAFE Act. Yes, it is. And now that they've overturned, or at least one judge in certain locales has said that the magazine limit is arbitrary and is not constitutional, maybe they can go back to what is for New York their standard magazine, which is 10 rounds. Whoa. Watch out. It's Iwo Jima. Bill Nojay, a vocal opponent of the SAFE Act and a Rochester area Republican assemblyman, said, "The industry is starting to respond to the market." Cuomo set the market. He sought to kill the market, and the market is responding in kind to his criteria. This is called the free market. This is the gun industry responding and saying, "Okay, I'll play your stupid game too. Except I'm going to be better at it, because I got the ultimate set of tools, and I can fix anything. Bayonet lug, get out the hacksaw. Flash hider, unscrew it. Let's fill in the threads. Pistol grip and telescopic stock. Let's just slide the telescopic stock off. Get the heat gun. Yeah, let's bend it back. Now let's weld something to the back of it. Looks sort of like a paintball gun. but it's compliant. It's ugly, but it's compliant. There's going to be a lot of lawsuits in New York over this thing. And tomorrow I'm going to have Mike Hammonds, who is one of the lawyers for Gun Owners of America, and we're going to talk about these. But until such a time as true common sense comes back to these places where they are making these stupid decisions based upon, I don't know what set of studies that they put together to make these less lethal. Well, it's just, this is the industry sitting back and saying, well, here's a thumb in your eye. How's that feel, Cuomo? Thanks, Cuomo. This is what happened the last time. When the pistol grip wasn't the big thing, but it was a flash suppressor and the bayonet lug. I have been searching my memory, and I'm almost certain it's happened because the law of statistics simply says that it has to have happened somewhere. Can somebody please find me a case where somebody committed murder with an AR-15 with the bayonet attached, or with an AK with the bayonet attached? I need to find some bayonetting statistics here in the real world. Okay, not in some far-flung land in a combat zone, but in the real world. Please, somebody find me some bayonetting statistics, because I'm trying as hard as I can to fathom in my mind when the bayonetting thing came into place. Flash hider. I don't know what the fire pop looks like on the end of an AR-15 or an M16 without one, because I've never fired one without one. If somebody out there has one that doesn't have one of these, what is the difference between what happens coming out the end of that barrel with one versus without one? The telescopic stock, even all the way down in the short position, that does nothing as far as concealability of a rifle, because you know why? It's a rifle. And the same can be said, as a matter of fact, in the configuration in which it sits, somebody with the right kind of sling and the right length of coat can now hide the compliant one better because it has fewer protrusions coming away from the sides. And contrary to what most people think, they'll say, well, the pistol grip makes it easier to fire from the hip. I don't know a soul that does that. I've never seen anybody train that way. I sort of think the AK, the AK is better on full automatic than, say, the AR is, just because it seems that's the way it's designed. And I think most of the Soviet-style training of the day had them firing from the hip because it's easier to control, but it's not a precision weapon by any means. Hey, when we get back, we're going to talk about a mayor who left the Mayors Against Illegal Guns because he looked at what they want to do and found out he didn't like what they wanted to do. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Veteran owned and operated, Ops Gear is your one-stop destination for all of your technical and training needs. At Ops Gear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, Ops Gear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission. We got the gear. Ops gear.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones, Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes,
sir. Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
I heard you mention firing from the hip. I definitely saw Charlie Sheen do it in Hot Shots Part 2, and he was just swimming back and forth about 90 degrees, hitting everything. It looked very dependable to me.
You know, I haven't ever watched that film.
Oh, my God. It's one of the few sequels worth seeing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to make a note of that, Glenn, and I'm going to make later on today that I do that.
Definitely some very high-quality firearms use instruction in the film.
Hot Shots Part 2.
Part 2, yeah. All righty. On that note, have a good one, Bill.
Thanks. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Coming out of Poughkeepsie, New York, Mayor John C., and I hope I do his name justice, Kajik has said he has quit the mayors against the illegal guns simply after realizing that this was simply a way for Michael Bloomberg to have people join him in promoting his personal gun control agenda. In the MAIG statement, if you read it, it says it's there to rid felons of illegal guns under the guise of helping mayors facing a crime and drug epidemic. But instead, under the guise of facing these epidemics, MAIG intended to promote confiscation of guns from law-abiding citizens instead. Mayor Kajik states, "I don't believe, never have believed, and never will believe that public safety is enhanced by encroaching on our right to bear arms, and I will not be a part of any organization that does," out of Poughkeepsie, New York. He pointed out that Chicago's extremely high crime rates are undeterred by the city's highly restrictive gun laws. At a gun control event earlier this year, and I watched the video of this, and I love this guy. I love this guy. You look real good with your jacket and your nice sunglasses and your shaved head like mine. Austin City Council member Mike Martinez admitted that gun control is simply a step-by-step process to completely eliminate the Second Amendment. Somebody was out there with a sign that said, "Stop the gun ban." He said someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently, but because of the work we're doing here today, we will make his sign legitimate shortly. "So you hang on to that sign," he said to a cheering crowd of gun control advocates. "I dare you to say that to me, Councilmember Martinez, without your admiring throng of sheeple around you. I dare you to put a mic in front of me and try to run that line of reason across my bow. I may have to reach out to him." The true intent of gun control, despite what any of their advocates, however they want to whitewash it, is gun confiscation, which means civil war. They want civil war. Well, they don't think they'll... Okay, let me back off of that just a second. They don't want civil war. They think that you won't fight them. They think they will come in and say, "I am the government. Give us your guns." And that you're going to hand them to them, but first. And they might get some just like that, but there would be a percentage of gun owners that would sit back and say, "Nope, come and take them." And the gun control advocates are just too stupid. Okay, let me rephrase that. I don't think they're too stupid to realize that part of it. I think they do realize it to a certain degree, and they're trying to get us to the point where we just do it voluntarily, because it's reasonable. So, hey, Texas, you have a candidate for Governor Wendy Davis, and she's trying to, I don't know who she's trying to appeal to. She can't be appealing to the liberal base because she's all out for open carry. But at the same time, the voter, I guess the low-info voter that might own a gun in Texas, she can't appeal to them because of the tax she's taken. She got out there, this coming from mysanantonio.com. "Obviously, in Texas, we have a culture that respects the Second Amendment right and privilege." What? So here we go. "Right and privilege of owning and carrying guns. But we also, of course, have respect and understand the rights and privileges of property owners to make decisions about what's right for them. My position on open carry reflects my respect for both of these principles, and I believe that municipalities, school districts, hospitals, private property owners should be the ones that ultimately have a say on whether this is right for them and their facilities." Okay, cool. I got you. I understand your position whatsoever. What if they don't want to serve black people? Or gay people? What if they want you to come in naked? What if they don't want you to drive up in a car? Because they're private property owners. So what she's basically saying is that if you're a private property owner, or you're a city, or you're a public works of some sort of hospital, a school, whatever, that the Second Amendment doesn't apply to these places. That you can selectively apply a God-given right. Drink that in. Some people are saying they got no problem with naked. The point I'm trying to make here is, do I believe that people should have the right to set their own lives up and everything? You betcha. Do I believe that extends to discriminating against others on any basis whatsoever? Do I think that if, hey, look, if you're going to go out and you're going to open a business and let's say you're going to sell twist ties, the only color you should be concerned with is the green. And if a Chinese American or a black American or a Scandinavian American or whatever kind of a hyphenated American you want comes through to pay for your twist ties, take their money and don't make a call on it. Most of the people coming into your place that would probably be carrying guns want to come in and be turned around like you're in a, you know, in a really good fast food joint. They want turnover. They want in. They want out. Let me out of here. Yes, I want your twist ties. Take my money. Bye. They're not going to sit around and meander and pull their gun out, use the laser sight as a laser. But look over there on that part of the menu. I want that. That's not going to happen. And getting out there and saying, getting out there and saying to anybody, well, you know, private property has the right to do this. Okay, fine. Get out there, public, private property owners, get out there, private businesses, and decide you don't want guns. And I guarantee you that no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, the gun industry will find a way to replace you in that area or replace that segment of the business in that area, and then you're going to be sitting around here, and that monopoly you enjoyed thinking, well, I can just enforce whatever I want. You're going to be sitting there alone. And then you will go out of business, all because you had to decide what somebody could and couldn't carry that you would never see in the first place. I think it's splendid. Wendy Davis supports the constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms, but thinks that cities should have the power to curtail that right within their borders. Should these cities be able to nullify protected rights like free speech? Equal protection of women and minorities. Here's the thing about the Constitution. And even you fledgling constitutionalists need to understand this. You don't get to pick and choose which amendments and rights you do and don't like. It isn't the salad bar. You take it in its total form, or you do without it. And I couldn't pronounce it. That's right. I couldn't say it. I don't know why. It'll come to me later. It is what it is. It was set up by people smarter than us. They were like Nostradamus when they put it together. It is valid today. It was valid then. So we don't get to get in there and say, well, I want this, but I don't want that. So that means that I, as a Second Amendment advocate, have to just put up with the anti-gun people. And I do, despite some of the stupid stuff they say. Coming up next, from Guns.com, we're going to be joined by Jennifer Cruz. First time anybody's ever joined me from Guns.com, but not going to be the last time. Going into the third hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.